Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Tuesday, September 8th. Berkeley County's labor force has grown nearly 30% over the past 6 years, a shift leaders marked Monday at the Charleston Central Labor Council's annual Labor Day cookout in Hanahan. The expanding workforce reflects continued growth across the county's growing job market. Workers and organizers gathered to celebrate the holiday and the region's changing economic landscape. The Atlanta Braves hold a 4-game lead in the NL East with 18 games remaining after splitting a 4-game series at Philadelphia. They now turn to a matchup against Tampa Bay as the stretch run heats up. The division lead gives Atlanta room to breathe heading into the final weeks of the season. The Charleston River Dogs clinched the Carolina League South Division first half title in a late season surge and will open their playoffs Tuesday against the Hickory Crawdads. The best of three series begins in Hickory, North Carolina. Local fans will want to follow the River Dogs as they chase a conference championship. Behind-the-scenes workers keep the Lowcountry running through the Labor Day travel rush, from ramp agents at Charleston International Airport to restaurant staff serving travelers. These are the jobs you never see but could not live without as the region sees record travel numbers. Their work keeps the region moving while visitors enjoy the long weekend. Hazardous beach conditions continue through midweek with a high rip current risk and coastal flooding expected through Wednesday. Temperatures sit near 86 degrees with a return to the low 90s by Friday. Beachgoers should exercise caution along the shore as dangerous currents persist. Businesses along Center Street and Folly Beach reported mixed summer results as construction reshaped traffic patterns. Pinkies hit record sales while other shops blamed the road work for reduced foot traffic. The construction continues to reshape how visitors and residents navigate the popular beach town. Mount Pleasant residents are sharing the history of Riverside Beach and White's Paradise, two historic black leisure sites, and say a newly placed historical marker stands in the wrong location. Longtime residents gathered to honor the sites and correct the marker's placement. The community wants the history preserved in the right place. The Red Top community on John's Island held its 47th annual Labor Day parade and picnic Monday, gathering for the celebration despite economic struggles affecting residents. The long-running tradition brings neighbors together even as costs rise. The parade stands as a reminder of community resilience through uncertain times. Understanding Hanahan Flooding takes place Tuesday at 5 in the afternoon, offering residents a chance to learn about the flooding challenges facing the community. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.